Welcome back and welcome to the last video in this series, Azure SQL for Beginners. We've had a great time and we hope you've learned a lot along the way. In this last video, we just wanted to share some resources and inspire you with a call to action. As you can see, there are a lot of resources that we have available for you. I just wanted to take a brief moment and explain what these are. The first link you're going to see is to the Azure SQL Fundamentals Learning Path on Microsoft Learn. This is going to enable you to go through all the text and links behind all of the content you've seen in this series, as well as leveraging a built-in sandbox environment. This means you can try some of the labs and demos that you've seen here without having an Azure subscription or the right types of roles or funding or that sort of thing. So you can, for free, get started, get hands-on with Azure SQL. The next one is the Azure SQL Workshop, which is currently hosted on GitHub. That's where you can find the deck for this series, as well as some additional markdown information and references and step-by-step instructions on how to do every single lab and demo you've seen in the series. So that's a great one to check out. And if you have any issues or challenges or problems, you know, feel free to file an issue with that in GitHub. The third one is the how to choose tool. We've talked a lot about what to use when it comes to Azure SQL database, managed instance, virtual machines, serverless, hyperscale, and some of the other options. There's actually a tool that we recently launched that you can go use, answer a few questions, and get a good idea of where might be the best place for you to land in your specific scenario. Then, of course, there's the Azure SQL documentation. This is just a wealth of knowledge here. We encourage you, anytime you have a question, you know, I typically go and search my question followed by docs, and that will point me somewhere in the Azure SQL documentation, whether it's for virtual machines, managed instance, or SQL database. Finally, I wanted to call out our show on YouTube that we have. If you enjoyed this series and you're looking to see more technical information and demos from the rest of our team, not just us, you should tune in to Data Exposed, where we release weekly videos containing new information and deep dives from members of our team.
You know, Anna, we have covered so much information in this beginner series in some cases, very technical details with hands-on instructions, and the resources you pointed to were great. But what does somebody want to do next about this? Here's what we think. Go try this stuff. Go try it yourself. We just talked about a sandbox environment where you can actually run some of these exercises and show your colleagues and your business owners how Azure SQL can empower you for your next modern application or migration. And then what we've seen to be successful for many customers is to go pick a workload. If you're unsure about using Azure SQL, pick a small workload and decide what to use as part of that decision. Go through the pre-deployment planning exercises that we showed you. Experiment with those different options. Make sure you're thinking about how you do security, availability, and performance across the different options you pick. And then do a proof of concept. One of the things we've seen people miss out in these proof of concepts is they go try to test their application, but every customer I run into for SQL Server has their own toolbox of scripts and various things they use to manage and monitor their SQL Server. Go test that stuff. Make sure all of those things work with the appropriate Azure SQL deployment option you have chosen. But you know, it sounds like Azure is not ready for production by saying those things. That is far from the truth. We've talked about some customer examples early in the series. We feel Azure SQL options that are available out there for you, it is ready for business production workloads for SQL Server users. So you can look at customer case studies for Azure SQL out there on the internet and find other big customers. In our experience, we have seen major clients move production workloads into the cloud with Azure SQL, so we feel it's kind of ready for prime time.
Yeah, and I would say with over, 6 million databases today running in our platform, I can say, a lot of people are thinking this is the right next step for them. And, as we close this out, I just want to say how much fun this has been and how much we appreciate you tuning in, and really thank you for hopefully learning how to translate those SQL Server skills that you have already into these Azure SQL skills that you can easily develop.
Yeah, Anna, thanks for the opportunity to be with you. We both learned from each other as to this entire journey, and I really enjoyed getting the opportunity to do that, and we really look forward to the community and folks that look at this series to give us feedback on, does this meet the needs for you to be able to become knowledgeable in Azure SQL and just continue your journey as you think about using Microsoft and Azure for the cloud.
Thanks, Bob. And, you know, one last thing I'll throw in there is if you did like this series and you would want us to do something else, let us know in the comments and we'll see what we can do. Thanks, everyone, for watching, and have a great day.